Do people trust doctors on TV more than they trust their own doctors? We're joined by Dr. Georgiana Donatio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, listen, people tend to watch shows like The Doctor or Dr. Oz, and they get all this medical information. You know, do they tend to believe what they see on TV or read on the internet more than going to their doctor?
Well, first, let me share with you that a study came out about television as health educator. It was talking about Grey's Anatomy and how much information that show has provided people with regard to health and how it's enabled them to be able to go and talk to their own doctor better. So, whether or not everyone is believing everything that they're hearing on television, it's certainly causing a lot of dialogue between individuals and their primary care providers.
Well, that's actually a good thing. Grey's Anatomy, not so much a good source for medical advice, though. So what do you think about these programs on during the day that have, you know, a group of doctors sitting on like a panel talking about different issues, or something like Dr. Oz talking about different kinds of therapies for this, that, or the other thing?
Well, I think Dr. Oz is doing some things very well. He communicates to people in a way that puts them at ease, makes them feel that he's their friend, that he's talking to them directly, that he's talking to them with a level playing field communication. So there's a lot of good things. I mean, doctors could learn a lot from Dr. Oz and how he puts people at the center of the information. So there's nothing wrong with that style. As far as information, I think we should always question anything that promises miracles. Every time I hear that word miracle, you know, the antenna, it has to go up a little bit, because especially when you're talking about weight loss, we all want to believe what we want to believe. And if somebody says, you know, eat this and never diet again, or eat this and lose 50 pounds in 3 weeks, we have to use our common sense, you know. So to some extent, the responsibility is on the consumer, but the media and the people who are responsible for regulating information do have to question the quality and the source of information. So I think that it's a combination that we have to look at when we're talking about, you know, who's responsible for this.
And really, medicine's not one size fits all. Every person's different. So what works for one person on a show may not be right for you because of your various medical conditions.
Absolutely. I'll give you a perfect example of problems where we see this everywhere. Today, there is this onslaught of individuals called health coaches. Now, anyone can be a health coach. You don't even have to have a high school diploma to be a health coach, and anyone can put up a shingle and say, I'm a health coach. That health coach can give the same advice to people of very different needs and health conditions and backgrounds. When you see that kind of thing going on, you have to ask yourself, why is this permitted? So, you know, it's funny looking at this objectively. How come the television doctors are being questioned and they're being, you know, kind of their feet are held to the fire? Why do we have in a culture, you know, a widespread use of a non-trained, quote-unquote, health professional? So it seems a little contradictory, if you will. So I think that we have to be mindful of the fact that Dr. Oz is a doctor. The people that are on these television shows, they're trained, educated medical professionals. Why are people taking advice from a health coach that may not have done anything more than maybe learn something from a book?
So you are my new favorite person. You really are, because it's the same thing also with life coaches. What are your credentials? I'm alive, you know.
Right.
So. Who are you?
Well, absolutely. Life coaching is a little bit different because life coaches can actually get certified through the International Coaching Federation, which can be, not always, which can be a very vigorous training. The whole situation is that we're out of control, in a sense, in our culture with regard to who are we questioning, who are we not questioning.
So the things you see on TV and read about it on the internet should be a launch point for discussions with your own doctor, not as a substitute for visiting your regular doctor.
Absolutely. And I would say that across the board. Look, what's going on for us in our culture is that everything is changing very rapidly. Healthcare should be self-care. We need to learn to take care of ourselves.
Behavioral health specialist Dr. Georgiana Donatio, thank you so much.
Thank you.